listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. A Mount Gambier home has been ravaged by fire. Crews from the CFS and MFS were called to an address on Altinio Drive just before 9 o'clock yesterday morning. They extinguished the blaze in 30 minutes, but not before it caused $600,000 worth of damage. Investigators believe the fire started due to an electrical fault with a power board. New data from Domain shows renters are still feeling the squeeze across regional Australia. Domain's property editor Alice Stoles outlines what we're seeing on the Limestone Coast.
The vacancy rate there is 0.7%, which is exceptionally low. However, it's hard to believe that this time last year it was actually 0.5%.
Even so, that figure is still below the nationwide vacancy rate average of 0.8%. A fresh face has joined the District Council of Robe, with Jason Rees having joined the Audit and Risk Committee. He'll sit alongside the two existing members of the committee in assisting council with matters such as compliance and financial oversight. Rees enters the role with a diverse background of experience, including as Chief Financial Officer of Viterra Australia. And drivers now have to slow down to 25 k's an hour whenever they pass an RAA roadside patrol with flashing lights. It's a new law in South Australia that also aims to protect those whose car has broken down. The RAA's Charles Mountain has welcomed the move.
Because in many cases that can be young children. Obviously slowing traffic going past them is very important for their safety while the repairs are undertaken.
Taking a look at local sport now. Round 2 of the Mid-Southeastern Football League takes place tomorrow. In the A-grade competition, Mount Burr is hosting Kalangadu, Robe will face Glencoe, Hatherley is up against Kongerong, and Port Macdonald plays Nangwarri.